Looking forward to that. I'm excited already, actually.
So that's what tonight's about. It's about being excited about 2018 and what everybody's going to achieve. For the exercise of tonight and to make it really special, could everybody please right now put something in your headspace that it has to be a goal, so you haven't done it yet. It's really important to you to get it done this year. So we're going to really focus on 2018. However, everything that we're doing tonight is about achieving your goals. So if you can think of a goal, a vision, a dream, but it's only done in 2018, because that's the date, obviously, that we're talking about. So if everybody can please put down in your headspace, write it down, type it somewhere, something that is really important for you to achieve in 2018. And the closer to the front end of the year, the better. So that's pretty much what tonight's all about. And what I'd love you to do is, if as we go through, if you could take notes and if you've got questions, because what I want to share with you is what the best in the world do to make sure that they achieve their goals on time. There's a lot of people that have goals, and there's a lot of people that have dreams, and a lot of people have ideas, and they think about what they might do or what they're going to do, or hopefully maybe eventually are going to do. But obviously, we've all met people that have actually done stuff. They've said, I'm going to do this by this time. And not only do they do it, but they achieve it on time. So, as most of you know, what I do is then study those people. So, what makes people achieve their goals on time? What's the difference between the dreamers and the achievers? So, if you're taking notes, one of the really important things to take into consideration right now is this isn't about setting a goal. This is about achieving goals. And a lot of people set goals, a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, and a lot of people say, yeah, this is what I'm going to do with my life. But this is actually about how do I achieve my goals, make them for real. So obviously I get excited about this topic and I can't wait to get going. So for those of you that can picture in your mind what you're going to achieve in 2018, that's the first big thing. So you've either written it down or you've typed it. But what I'd love you to do now, please, is to visualize it. So actually see yourself achieving the thing that you've written down or you've thought about. So what day is it? What time is it? What do you look like when you're achieving it? Who's around you as you're achieving it? Again, is it sunny outside or is it nighttime? What are you wearing? All the things that are really going to make that a really clear picture. So what is it that you want to do? And actually see yourself doing it. And once you've got that picture in your head, now please take the responsibility to turn that head picture into a real picture that you can put onto a screen or a vision board, or you can actually see it on a regular basis. So it might be the screensaver in your phone. And I'll give you an interesting example. Somebody that I've known for a very long time, he's 38 years young. I think he came through our program when he was 18. So he's been around with us for a really long time. And he's always written his goals down. He's always had it, you know, Rowie, I've written my goals down today, or these are my goals for the year. However, he listened to the Max Bite that I sent out on January 1st, 2018, and it was all about that we think in pictures, and we look at words. We don't read words, and we have to literally focus on reading a word versus looking. So when you've got a picture, it's much easier for your brain to comprehend that it's possible. So the really important thing about tonight is that whatever you've written down for your 2018 goal is you've got a real clear picture of it. Now, the next thing, for those of you looking at the screen, if you can let me know you can see the PowerPoint for tonight, there's if you don't know who the guy at the top is, it's an Australian tennis player by the name of Bernard Tomic. And he's in the press quite regularly for being a bad boy, and he gets himself into trouble and he throws his racket around a fair bit. And he's got some interesting press as a tennis player, very talented and very skilled. But if you listen to his interviews, which is, as you know, most of you know, something that I do is study excellence. So this guy's excellent at tennis. There's no doubt about that. He's at the top level of tennis. He can play tennis. He's really good at it. But when people ask him, do you love to play tennis, or do you want to win the Australian Open, or do you want to win a Grand Slam, or do you want to win multiple Grand Slams, you can see the expression on his face. That's pretty much what he looks like when you ask him that question. He doesn't really know, doesn't seem to know what he wants. Now, I don't know him personally, so I can't make judgment on that. But every time he's interviewed, it seems that And even his, when he's interviewed by his coach is interviewed or his father's interviewed, it's like, well, Bernard doesn't really know what he wants. The two other gentlemen, which most of you will know if you understand tennis at all, is Roger Federer and Mr. Nadal, who obviously not just want to play tennis, they really, really, really want to win tennis. They're constantly pushing each other. And Federer, for example, is possibly the favourite to win the Australian Open, which is a Grand Slam in a week's time or week and a half's time. And he's still going strong, one of the best players, tennis players ever to have played tennis. And he still seems very passionate about playing tennis. Why am I sharing all of this with you? Because whatever goal you've picked tonight as your number one thing to achieve in 2018, if it's a hopefully, maybe, eventually, I hope I can do it, is a big difference to by the 31st of December 2018, I will have achieved this goal. This is where I'll be. This is what time it is. This is what I'm going to look like and whatever your date is. So could you please be really specific about what it is that you want? Because the challenge is if you don't really want it, it's obviously very unlikely that you're going to achieve it. So the next question, of course, then is if you start something. So I'm thinking about I'm going to, and I don't know what goal it is that you want to do, and it doesn't matter what it is. But it starts with an idea, of course. Then you need to have a plan. Then you need to action the plan. Then you need to complete it, celebrate, and move on. Now, that just seems logical to me. So if you're going to start something, you obviously have to finish it. Otherwise, it's just a work in progress. And I'm sure you've all met people like that where they've started something and they're still going and still going and still going and they haven't finished yet. They talk about running a marathon and they talk about doing an education system or they talk about quitting their job or they talk, but they never do it. So if you're going to put all of that into a simple sequence, it's what do you want, then what's the plan to get it, then action the plan, celebrate your success, and then move on. That's what the top achievers in the world will tell you is the simple action plan for helping yourself to achieve your goals. So the next thing to be really aware of is that between I've got an idea, I want to do something, and I've got a plan, which is great, and a lot of people have a plan. The beautiful thing about the MAX program, it's planned for you. There's session one through to session 100. There's assessments. There's quizzes that you have to do. There's things that you have to upload. So you actually don't have to do too much planning. All the planning's done for you. Then you graduate, you celebrate, and you become a top-level fitness professional. But everybody that's ever done that, including the people here tonight that have graduated as a top-level MAX fitness professional, will probably tell you that at some stage during the process, it became hard or tough or complicated, or they might have wanted to give up, or they thought they couldn't do it, or somebody told them they couldn't do it, or somebody told them there was too many personal trainers, there's too many gyms, you'll never make any money. And everybody will tell you, whether it's an elite athlete, a successful business person, any kind of champion, that there's always a time when they consider giving up. I remember having a great conversation, Martin, about your marathon, where there's, if you've ever pushed your body over 42.2 kilometres, there always comes a time somewhere in that 42.2 kilometres that you think to yourself, give me a reason to stop. Surely I'm injured or surely I've got a reason to give this away because it's all too hard. However, the people that achieve their goals will obviously tell you that they push through that process. However, tonight's not about rah, rah, let's be disciplined, let's be processed and make it happen. How do we actually do that? How do you make sure that when you think about stopping, you don't? How do you make sure that if you've got a goal and you want to achieve it by a certain date and a certain time, that you don't ever give up? And remember that the only definition of failure is giving up. So if you never give up, you'll never fail. So how do we make sure that you never give up? And that's pretty much what tonight's about. What's the process? How do I be the person that even though it gets tough or it's hard or it's complicated or somebody tells me I can't do it or somebody tells me that I'm not good enough, that I'd never, ever stop and I never give up? So that's the really exciting part. Now, the first bit here is that every step that you take, every extra page that you read, every extra minute that you put in, every extra push-up that you do, every extra 1 meter that you sprint after you want to give up, is when that character is built. So if you're ever thinking about, I need to give up, or I can't do this, it's too hard, and I'll use marathon running as a classic example for that. When you think you can't do any more, you say to yourself, I'm going to do 10 more steps, or I'm going to run to the next pole, or I'm going to push just another 3.5 seconds. And that usually gets you through that really tough period. Now, the beautiful thing is that every time you take a step when you think you're going to give up, you get into the habit of not giving up. You get into the habit of going a little bit further, even though it's really hard. And this is the beautiful process here. If you push yourself through that little bit, every time you do that, you get into the habit of not giving up. Every time you say to yourself, I'm going to do it tomorrow, you get into the habit of being a procrastinator. Every time you do it today, you get into the habit of being the person who never procrastinates and never gives up. So that's one of those special strategies that you need to have in place. Every time you think you want to give up, what am I going to say to myself? What am I going to think about myself to make sure that I don't give up? And again, many times we've talked about what's your strategy when you're at that point where you can't do anymore. For some people, it's about what would a loser do? What would an average person do? What would somebody who gives up do? Obviously, they're going to give up. Versus what would a champion do? What would a disciplined person do? And you need to come up with, and please take note for that tonight, you must have a strategy for that minute that you want to give up to make sure that you're thinking about, I'm not going to because, and you've already got the strategy in place. You can't plan that strategy while you're running or while you're studying or while the business challenges come up. You have to have the strategy ready. So the next thing is that every time you give up, every time you stop, every time you quit, every time you put it off till tomorrow, every time you say, oh, I can't do it, it's too hard, you now get into the habit of being a quitter, being a procrastinator, and you're telling yourself that you're not good enough. And you get into this downward spiral, which is obviously very damaging for your self-esteem because you're telling yourself it's okay to stop. So you get into the habit of being a stopper. So you have to have something in place to make sure that you don't stop. And every single champion will tell you that. What doesn't matter what challenge comes up in business, and in fact, business people will tell you that they really enjoy the challenges. They're so prepared for them and so ready for them and so, have got such a great strategy for them. They actually enjoy them when they come up. What I want to share with you, however, if you've got a challenge with your self-esteem or your self-confidence, it's probably because you've given up in the past. You've had an opportunity and you didn't take it. You could have kept going and you stopped. You could have done it today, but you procrastinated and did it tomorrow. We end up in the habit of, oh, it's all too hard, and we become habitual procrastinators. Now, the exciting news is you don't have to be, because from today forward, you can just do exactly the opposite, which is build your character by every time you want to give up, do an extra step, do an extra push-up, read an extra page, go the extra mile, and you now change the headspace. And just from what the psychologists share with all of us is that if you're in the habit of doing something, you can't get rid of that habit. You just have to replace it with a different habit. Apparently, the serotonin levels in our brain, the things that we get addicted to, we don't stop being addicted to that chemical reaction in our brain. We just have to change the thing that gives us the chemical reaction. So that's why people who smoke, drink, take drugs, it's not those things that they're addicted to. They're actually addicted to the feeling they get from them. So that's why if they take up exercise or they take up a sport or they take up something that gives them a different habit space, they now get addicted to a different thing. So you can change your habit, not by getting rid of your old one, but by replacing it with a new one. So you can actually become a disciplined person by habit and exchange that for your procrastinating habit, which I think is really exciting. Something that always comes up with me every single time we get together is most of you have heard this before. You've heard that you need to be disciplined. You've heard that you need to set goals. You've heard that you need to visualize your goals. We all know it. But the challenge is if you know it and you don't do it, then what's happening? You're actually becoming a habitual knower but not a doer. And if you're taking notes, I'd write that down. I don't want to be a knower, I want to be a doer. Or I'm not a knower, I am a doer, or simply I am a doer. This is a photo of a very overweight doctor. Now, I use this as an example simply because every doctor knows better than you and I what happens to the human body if you don't look after it. And in fact, a good doctor became a doctor because they want to help people to stay healthy, fit, and strong. How can a doctor who knows so much get themselves so out of shape. Now, when you're out of, that much out of overweight, you've obviously got type 2 diabetes, you're in high risk for coronary heart disease, obviously you're obese, which then puts you into a headspace that could be really dangerous. But this person, better than all of us, knows what happens to the human body if you don't look after it. So they're a classic example of knowing but not doing. And we've all met fitness professionals like that. They've got an opinion and they'll tell you how to be healthy and what to eat and how you should eat. And they're really quite aggressive in their opinion. However, they're either overweight or they don't have a great relationship with food or they're not a nice person or something about their life, they haven't got it together. Now, I don't care what other people do. All I'm asking you to do is don't be the knower, be the doer. Don't be the person who talks about what you're going to do. Actually go and do it. So how are we going to do that? Many times we've been through this, which is who are you? And it might not be who you are now, but who do you actually want to be? What kind of person do you want to be and what's your reputation? So at the beginning of the year, if you can revisit those words to describe you as a person and not just I have to know them because Rowie might ask me, or I have to know them because it's part of my Max program and I need it for my marketing plan, but what are the words that you actually want to use when you describe yourself or other people are describing you? And the beautiful part of that process is you visualize being that person and then you don't have to make decisions anymore. You just become that person. It becomes your reputation. Then if you're really good at what you do, and I have a look at the people who are at Max Chat and who continually come to Max Chat, and it's really easy to then become the best at what you do. If you're adding value to the world and you're a top-level fitness professional and you've got a large number of clients and you've got an in-depth knowledge, it's really easy to believe that you're the best at what you do. However, even the best know they can get better. And I know that you hear that from me constantly. But I would reckon that in 1947, when that Ferrari came out of the Ferrari factory, that they thought that was the best car in the world. And I reckon now that in 2018, they'll probably tell you that that car was nice, but they're much better than they are now. What I'm asking you to do as a top-level professional is to really consider, even if you think you're the best at what you do and you really know your stuff and you're really good at what you do, how can you get better? How can you become committed to daily learning? I find it really interesting in our profession how many people have got such a strong opinion about how to eat and how to exercise, but they don't know their anatomy and physiology. So many people who tell people what to do, but they haven't been studying their communication skills. Please be the person that even if you think you're the best at what you do, you keep getting better. So that's that question, who are you? But then, of course, the next question is, who are you under pressure? Because if we go back to if you set a goal, the goal that you've set for 2018, the goal that you've set for the most important thing in your life, people set goals. People even get a plan. And they even start actioning that plan. However, as soon as there's some pressure, some stress, a challenge, a problem, somebody tells them they can't do it, they fall in a heap. And a lot of people don't just fall in a heap, they stay down and they never get back up again. Yes, I want to be a fitness professional. And then somebody comes along and tells them they can't do it and they believe it and they fall down and they go back to their lousy, stinking, rotten job and they stay there. They don't handle pressure. So, again, go back to the character building is how do I become the person who can handle pressure, become the person that does the one extra push-up, become the person who does the one extra chin-up, become the person who does the extra 10-meter sprint, become the person that starts to really enjoy pressure. Because when you look at it logically, as we know, if you don't get pressure, you don't get strong. The reason muscles get stronger is because you put them under pressure. The reason the cardiovascular system gets stronger is because you put it under pressure. The reason diamonds are made is because we put coal under pressure. So the more pressure that you're under, the better. And I'm going to ask you as, again, professionals to create a pressure plan. And I'll ask you, have you got a pressure plan? What are you doing on a daily, weekly, yearly basis to make sure that you're constantly putting yourself under pressure? Are you redoing your, those of you that graduated, are you redoing your final PT evaluation once a year? Are you redoing your final written evaluation once a year? Are you running a marathon perhaps once a year or doing a bodybuilding competition or climbing a mountain or jumping out of a plane or something every single year or perhaps even every day that's going to put you under pressure so that you can keep testing your pressure skills? That you know that when somebody pushes you, and this is my favorite, there are people that get pushed, fall over and stay down. There are some people that get pushed, fall over and get back up again. I'm asking you to consider being the person that nobody can push over. you've become so strong and so tough and so wise that when somebody pushes you over and tells you that you can't do it, you put a little smile on your face. There's a great example today. March and I, you were talking about somebody sharing with one of our students that they couldn't be a bodybuilder if they're a vegan vegetarian. And obviously that's not true, but the person who shared that with one of our students really believed that. Well, of course, there are bodybuilders who are vegan vegetarians. And I shared with the gentleman that was given that information the strategy, which is when somebody tells you that you can't do it, first of all, can't is a very offensive word, but you put a smile on your dial and you say to yourself, rhymes with truck, you, I'm going to do this. And you just put a smile on your face and you say to yourself, I'm going to do this regardless of the pressure of somebody not believing in me. So have a strategy ready when somebody tells you that you can't. Have that strategy ready that you can. What are you going to do when somebody tells you that you're not good enough, that you're too tall or too short or not smart enough, or you don't have enough money, or you don't have enough experience or enough skill? What's your strategy to say to yourself inside your head? And don't be rude to the person, of course, but what are you going to say to yourself when somebody tells you that you can't do it? Now you're under pressure. So what I'm going to ask you to do is seriously put together your vision board. And if you haven't done it already, please invest the time. What do you want to look like? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to see? What do you want to achieve? What health and fitness levels do you want to have? What does your business look like? How many members does it have? How many clients do you have? How much money are you earning? And don't put it into words. Please put it into pictures. And Photoshop your face into a graduation cap and gown if you haven't graduated yet. The picture on the right-hand side at the top is Cayman superimposed into the poster for the World Martial Art Championships in Orlando, Florida, obviously on the 5th of July, 2018. That's running through our television on a daily basis. Every time you walk past our TV in our home, past my computer screen, and I've got two computer screens, past my life, all you'll ever see is all of our goals clicking over, clicking over, clicking over. So if you want it to really be serious about making it happen, make sure it's not just in words, make sure it's in pictures that you can actually see it. And with Photoshop now, it's really simple to do that. And then those of you that are wanting to start a business, for instance, Julian and Ryan, physically visualize together and get pictures of the building, the people training in the building, the demographic of the people training in the building. What do they look like? Have a look at or visualize your bank statement when you've clicked over your first $1 million. I've got a trophy at our house when we clicked over our first $1 million month in our business. And we bought that trophy many, many years before we did that part of the business. It became a visualization. A lot of you have heard the story about my Ferrari, which was I ended up with a blue Ferrari because I had a picture of a blue Ferrari on my fridge for about probably 15 years. I didn't want a blue one, but I ended up with a blue one because that was the one that I just kept seeing every day. I'm not sharing that with you to brag, of course. I'm asking you to really consider how important it is to put what you want to achieve into a picture so you can see it on a day-to-day basis. Never ceases to amaze me that people watch television and they watch Facebook and they listen to the radio and they listen to other people talking and what other people are doing. They watch reality television about what other people are doing, but they haven't got a goals board. And then they're whining that they don't like their job and they don't like the people they work with and they wish they could lose weight and they wish they were in better shape and they wish, but they don't invest the time to create their own television show. I had a giggle this morning because the first thing we do every morning is watch our goals go through on the big television screen when we're still in bed. And it's really exciting to say, what are we watching? We're watching the Cayman and Rowie reality show, which is a continuous click over of what we want to achieve. And I'm asking you, please, if you really want to achieve your goals, please turn them into a picture. So how do you get stuff done? Here's the strategy. Obviously, you need to do what you're really passionate about. And it's very difficult. You can tell me that you're really good at your job, but if you're not passionate about what you're doing, it's very difficult to be 100% the best at what you do. So every single day, here's the question to ask. This is the strategic question. Is what I'm doing right now, this minute, every day, number one, something that I'm passionate about, something that I love, something that I'm excited about, something that I'm interested in? But the really important question is what I'm doing right now, this minute, going to add massive value to my life, short and long term? Now, it's a very personal question because you might be watching television at the moment, but it is adding massive value to your life because you've worked your ass off all day and you really need to turn your headspace off and relax. So the television that you're watching right now may be adding massive value to your life, but please ask the question. Most people just waste their day, waste their time watching other people do stuff without asking the question, is what I'm doing right now, this minute, going to add massive value to my life? It's a really important question. So are you loving what you're doing? Now, a lot of people say to me, oh, but I don't like the training. I just want to get the result. Or I don't like the education process. It's too hard. I just want to get the qualification. Or I don't want to get the, I don't want to have to go out and do the marketing. I just want to have the clients. But if you're focusing on, will what I'm doing right now add massive value to my life? We're now in the action process. Because remember, the process is set the goal, make a plan, action the plan, celebrate the success, and set another plan. So what we're talking about now is you're actually in the action phase. You're doing, you've now actioned the plan. And are there going to be days when you don't feel like it? Are there going to be days that you're tired? Are there going to be days that people tell you that you can't do it? Are there going to be days that it seems really hard? Of course. And isn't that exciting? Because you're going to have a strategy in place that says, even if I'm tired and even if I don't feel like it, is what I'm doing right now going to add massive value to my life short and long term? So instead of watching television and sitting on the couch going, oh, I should have, could have, would have done my study, or I should have, could have, would have been training, you're now focusing on the outcome, which is if I go and do this, I'm going to add massive value to my life. So obviously passion's a really important word. You can change it to love, you can change it to excitement, you can change it whatever it is. But if you're doing something you don't like, then it's very difficult to do the mission. Obviously then is to focus on the outcome. And there's some questions here, please, to really seriously consider. If you want to get some stuff done in your life, if you really want to achieve this goal in 2018, here are the questions. When you get the task done, when you complete the mission, when you do the training session, when you get the qualification, when you complete the education process, whatever it is, what will happen? So if I complete this training program, what will be the outcome for my life? So let's say I need to lose 30 kilos. If I lose 30 kilos, what will be the outcome for my life, for my health? And then if you're a family person, what will be the outcome for my family? If I've now got $1 million turnover in my business, what will that do for my family? If I'm now a top level, fully qualified fitness professional, what will that do for my life? And what will that do for my family's life? Really focus on the outcome. So many people go, oh, but it's too hard. But it's hard for a reason, because it's going to give you an outcome. So we're going to talk a little bit about the process in a minute. But when you're going through the process, am I going to talk about, oh, my muscles are hurting and I'm really puffed and I'm really tired, versus when I lose 30 kilos, what will my life be like? If you are considering being a top-level fitness professional, for example, and you might currently be an accountant, or you're a lawyer, or you're even a doctor, but you don't want to be that person, so you're not passionate about it. Imagine if you stop being a doctor who's helping sick people and you now become a fitness professional and you're helping people to not get sick. How many more people could you help if you were a fully qualified doctor, but you are now telling people that I don't want you to get sick, I want you to have this a safe, effective exercise plan. So one of the things that's really important to focus on, particularly for the people that are here tonight, is when I complete this mission, this task, this process that I'm going through, will I be able to help more people than I'm helping now? And sometimes that might be the push that you need to get you through the process. The next question is really interesting. Will, if I complete this task, if I complete this mission, if I complete this qualification, if I get my business up and running and I'm now financially free, will it give me more choices with my life? Will it give me more freedom? Will it give me a better lifestyle? So if you've ever said, I don't like my boss, I don't like my job, I wish I could change my life, if you're studying your MAX program right now, that whole, the actual program will change all of that for you. If you are starting your business, and it's tough and the marketing's hard and you've got to go out and talk to people and you find it uncomfortable. But what will be the outcome of that? Will you have more choices in your life? Will you have more freedom with your life? Will you have a better lifestyle? And there's some really important questions to ask, because then you've got that, all of that in a picture, remember, that you can look at on a screen and say, that's me achieving my goal. That's me with my family being able to look up to me. Now, for those of you looking at the screen, that is Cristiano Ronaldo's son. I want you to imagine how proud his own son must be of him. My daddy is the best soccer player in the world. Imagine the life that man gives his son because of he's living his passion. And that little boy will never grow up thinking that it's not possible to achieve your dream. Cristiano Ronaldo came from a very poor background, but his parents believed in him when he said, I can be a top-level soccer player. And now he's doing the same for his son. Imagine when you put the whole process together, how exciting it's going to be for you and your family. Now, the other question to ask is, when I complete this mission or when I complete the task, get the qualification, finish the study, get my business open, will it give me an edge? Will it help me stand out from the crowd? Will it make me better at what I do? And I'll give you an example. When you're training and you perhaps want to compete in a bodybuilding competition, or you want to run a marathon, or you want to climb a mountain, when you're doing the training, when you're doing the task, is what I'm doing right now going to help me to be better, give me an edge, help me stand out from the crowd? Ask yourself the question, because, of course, the answer is yes. If you're thinking about running a marathon, most people quit. I've seen, as I've shared with you, so many people who quit at 25 kilometres, or they quit at 36 kilometres. Or once I actually sat with a guy who wanted to quit at 42 kilometres. He only had 200 metres to go, and he said, I can't go any further. It's too hard. You've got to have an action plan to make sure that that doesn't happen to you. So always ask yourself, if I finish this training session, will it give me the edge? If I complete my education, and I'll use a very specific one for Mac students. There are plenty of personal training courses. There are plenty of fitness instructors. There are plenty of personal trainers who've done a base entry-level fitness course. But the Max program is not that. The Max program is every tool that you'll ever need for a lifetime to be the very best at what you do. So it's going to give you an edge, and it's going to help you stand out from the crowd. It's going to give you the best education possible. So as you're going through the process, think to yourself, when I complete this qualification, not only will I have the best qualification, the best knowledge, and the best education to be the best, but I'll have that for the rest of my life. And that's the beautiful thing about going the extra mile when it comes to your education. And then, of course, the big question is, if I complete this mission and this task, will I be fitter? Will I be stronger? Will I be wiser? Will I be more successful? Will I be more profitable? Will I have a better career? And will I be in a business that I love? And that's the simple process of, as you're going through, I'm now in the doing stage. I have to do the work to make the outcome happen. Am I now going to have an outcome that will make me fitter, stronger, wiser, more successful, profitable? And, of course, the answer is yes, which is, for me, very exciting. However, for other people, it's better to focus on the outcome of not doing it. Please ask yourself these questions. If I don't do this, if I don't do the study, if I don't do the training, if I don't get the education, if I don't get the qualification, if I don't open the business, what will happen to my life? Will I get fatter? Will I go up to 3, 4, 5 clothes sizes? What will happen to my self-esteem? What will happen to my self-confidence? What will happen to the way I feel about myself on a day-to-day basis? Oh, what if I stay in this lousy, stinking, rotten job for the rest of my life? Imagine the next 20, 30 years doing this exact same thing every day because I didn't take on the action to change. And for some people, this is a much more powerful process than focusing on the outcome of what it will do for my life. For some people, exercise is about, I don't want to get fat, and that's what drives them to exercise. For some people, I don't want to go up a clothes size, and that's what gets them to the gym. And I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong. I'm just sharing with you that you might want to do both. If you really want to make sure that you achieve this goal in 2018, what's the outcome if you do? And then what's the outcome if you don't? What will happen if you don't get this happening this year? Will you get fatter? Will you get weaker? Will you get lower self-esteem? Will you be stuck in a lousy, stinking, rotten job? What's going to happen to your life if you don't achieve it? And sometimes that might be the thing that drives you even harder. So once you've then got you know what your passion is and you know what the outcome is, now you've got to have a plan. And there are millions of plans. And there are lots of people who tell you how you should do it and what you should do and what's best for you. However, is it possible that the person who knows what's best for you is you, and you know what works for you and what doesn't? So there's lots of books on time management. There's lots of seminars and workshops and people who tell you how you should manage your life and how you can get stuff done. Obviously, that's not what I'm here for tonight. What I want to share with you, the people in the world who actually get stuff done have worked out the best way for them to do it. And you need to do the same. So obviously, I'm going to send you these notes. You've got to work out what's the best way for you to study, for you to train, for you to get the mission done. So for some people, it's doing 5 minutes at a time. For other people, it's being focused for 3 months at a time. And they quit their job and they focus on their outcome and they get the thing done. Other people, as I shared, will do 10 minutes a day. You've got to work out what's best for you. If you can't put the 3 months together or 10 days together or 6 months together, you've got to work that out. What days and what times are best for you? It doesn't matter, and that's exactly why Max doesn't have a college anymore, why we don't. We used to have 5 colleges at one stage. But that's us telling you when to come to the college, where to sit, what time to go to the bathroom, what time to have lunch. That doesn't suit people, and it suits some people some of the time. But you've got to work out what's the best day for you to train, the best day for you to exercise, the best days for you to study, the best days for you to market your business. Are you a morning or afternoon person? Which part of the world do you live in? It's different for everybody, and you've got to work that out. It's no good somebody put it beautifully, one of our students from Brisbane. She said, the discipline it takes to do the Max program is the exact discipline that you need to start your own business, to get the number of clients that you want, and to have a successful life, because you've got nobody telling you what you should do. You've got to work it out for yourself. So what is the time frame that you're going to do this mission in? You've got to work that out. What days and times are best for you? And then where are you going to do it? So, for example, with exercise, some people love going to the gym. They want to exercise inside. Other people go insane. They want to climb a mountain. They want to go to the beach. They want to run in the park. Some people want to study watching their phone while they're training. Other people want to listen while they're exercising on their bike. Other people want to lock themselves in a room with no windows, so there's no distractions whatsoever, and they want to totally focus on what they're doing at the time. And that's something that you've got to work out for yourself. And, of course, if you don't know, try everything and work it out. But if this is the mission that you want to do, now it's you've got a plan. Now it's how am I going to do this plan? And don't let somebody else tell you how to do it. And I'm going to say it again. That's why we don't have classes anymore. You've got to work out the discipline for my 5 minutes or my 3 hours. I'm going to study 3 days a week, or I'm going to study 20 minutes every day. I'm going to study while I'm traveling on the train or driving my car, or I'm going to study and close all the doors, lock all the windows, and don't let anybody in. Then what's going to be best for you? Read a book. Some people do the program by notes. Is it better for you to watch it? Is it better for you to listen to it? Is it better for you to draw it? Is it better for you to turn it into a picture and or a song and sing it? Same with your exercise program. Is it better for you to exercise by watching a show on television and exercising at the same time? Is it better for you to go out running with somebody that you love versus exercise on your own? You've got to work out the very best way for you so that you've got no excuses. And one of the classic excuses that you'll hear your clients use is, my friend told me that she would come with me to the gym, but she didn't show up, so I'm not coming. One of the reasons why it's called personal training, and I really am not a fan of training two people at the same time, because those two people have two different goals, two different headspaces, and if one of them doesn't come, the other one's likely not to come. Everybody's got a different way of learning, a different way of exercising, a different way of eating, a different lifestyle. You've got to work out what's best for you. One of the other really interesting things is, it better to have single focus or multitasking? For some people, they want to exercise at one time and study at another time and work at another time. And other people can study, work, and exercise at the same time. But you've got to work out what's best for you. So have a look at, okay, I've got my plan now. I know what I want. I've got the plan. It might be time to stop planning, because a lot of people plan and don't do. They don't do anything because they're still planning and analyzing their plan. So if it's time to stop planning and do, what's the best way for you to do it? And you need to work it out. And I'm going to ask you this question again. Is it possible that your way is the best way rather than somebody else telling you what to do? And the warning is, if you rely on somebody else telling you how to do it, then you've got somebody to blame if it doesn't work out. Now, the only thing that we do have exactly the same, all of us, whether we live in Hong Kong or Australia or New Zealand or Germany, it doesn't matter. We've all got 168 hours in our week. We've all got 7 days. So this is not me telling you how to manage your time or work out your life or how you should do this. This is just the simplest plan I've ever been shared by some of the top athletes in the world, by some of the top business people in the world, of how to make your goal happen this year. And I'll use it again. If you want to achieve your 2018 goals in 2018, this could possibly be the way to do it. So we've all got 168 hours. We've all got 7 days. We've all got 365 days in this year. And by the way, there's a few of them gone already. So if you haven't got started, you better get going. And what you do is, and it's on the screen in front of you, is you can now see your week at a glance. Now you can do this on a computer screen. You can do it in your diary. Doesn't matter. And I've got from 3 a.m. in the morning till midnight because I've got that you might sleep for 3 hours. But that's you can change that. You can just have your whole 24 hours up there. And obviously there's 7 days in this planner. Now, I'm going to use 3 examples of achievements. And you're all going to have different ones for this year, but I'm going to use 3. If you want to exercise, so your number one goal at the moment is to find time to exercise. And as I look at the people that are here, this is probably not a good example because I know that you all do. But let's just say you want to make a real commitment to achieving a certain goal for your exercise program. So what you do is you put your 168 hours in front of you and you block out every single minute that you're not available to exercise. And this is a really important process to this. It's not, well, maybe I could exercise here or maybe I could find time here. Uh-uh. You block out every single minute that you're not available to exercise. So eating, sleeping, training, working, spending time with your family, your kids, going to church, your sport, going shopping, doesn't matter what it is. And I would include TV, Facebooking, all the things that you really enjoy and block them out of your 168 hours. And the key here is that what you've got left is the exact amount of time that you've got to exercise. Here's a second example, study. I really need to complete my maths program or my advanced diploma or I'm doing some form of study. So you take out every single minute that you're not available to study. You're eating, you're sleeping, you're going to church, you're spending time with your family, you're Facebooking, you're watching TV. Take everything out and what you've got now is the exact number of minutes or half hours or hours or days that you've got to study. The third example is that you're growing your business. So whether it's marketing or practicing your sales and communication skills, or you've got to grow your business. So you put your 168 hours in front of you and you take out every single minute that you're not available to market your business. So you take out, I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm watching television, I'm Facebooking, I'm going to church, I'm playing my sport, I'm spending time with my family, my partner, the people that are important to me, and now you've got left every minute that you're available to do your marketing. And now all you've got to do, and this is such a simple process, is you've just got to commit to the time. So, and you've all heard me use this example before. I did this with one of my students in Sydney, a mum with children and a full-time job. So for those of you that have never been in that situation, I certainly haven't, but when we sat down with her time frame, she didn't have any time. She literally, it's looking after the kids, going to work, traveling to work, the whole bit. So we found that in the mornings, she had, when she was getting ready to get to go to her job, 5 mornings a week, she spent about 30 minutes in the bathroom, somewhere between 20 to 30 minutes to have a shower, put her makeup on, do her hair and get ready, get dressed and go to work. And that was the time that she studied her maths program. For 20 minutes was the minimum. Sometimes it was 30 because it took her longer to get ready. And she completed the program. Now, she didn't do it in 5 months, but she's now a fully qualified fitness professional. She's got a home studio. And she did it. But the key here is the commitment to the 20 minutes, 5 days a week. Now, here's the thing that a lot of people do, and this is called procrastination. And I'm sure at some stage in your life you might have done this or you know somebody who has. I won't do my 10 minutes of exercise today. I'll do 20 minutes tomorrow. Now, the beautiful thing about this plan is that there is no 10 minutes tomorrow, because you're taking out every single minute. And that's why I'm asking you to put in Facebook time, television time, family time, eating time, everything. Don't take anything out of your life. Just commit to, this is the 10 minutes I've got to study. This is the 10 minutes I've got to exercise, or this is the 10 minutes I've got to market my business. Now, it might be 17 minutes, it might be 3 hours. I don't care, and nobody else should care either except you. This is your life. But if you do it today and you do it tomorrow and you do it the next day, it's not just that you're getting it done, it's that you're becoming a disciplined person. You're getting into the habit of doing it every single day. Now, I'm sure that those of you that are already training people are thinking to yourself, what a great tool for my clients. Because you do the same thing with your client. You sit down with your client and you say, these are your 168 hours. There's only 7 days in the week. Let's block out every single time that you are not available to either train with me or do some exercise. And now you ask them to make a commitment. And if they're not prepared to make the commitment, I wouldn't train them. And that's just a personal point, perspective or point of view, is that if somebody can't find 2 or 3 minutes a day, which is, and I'll just use exercise as a classic example. People say they've got no time to exercise, but we all know physiologically, and this is why understanding physiology is so important, that your muscles get stronger from pressure and your cardiovascular system gets stronger from pressure. And that happens in a very short period of time. So you can exercise hard or you can exercise long, but you can't do both. If you're going to exercise hard, it's only short. So to get people fit and strong, if you're going to do this process for your clients, is really, really easy, because they only need literally one or two puff sessions during the day and one or two lift heavy things sessions during the week, and they're going to get the results that they want. So this is a really special process that you could use with your clients, but ultimately don't use it with your clients unless you've tried it yourself first. And when you put this into practice, it becomes a very exciting experience. So now you've just got to commit to the discipline of, I've got 3 minutes a day or 3 hours a day, or I've got 5 hours a week or whatever it is, and it's a commitment. You've all heard the definition of discipline, and everybody's got a different one, but they all sound exactly the same when you listen to them carefully, which is do what you need to do when you need to do it, even if you don't feel like it. Now, the process we've gone through tonight, though, you actually know what you want. You've told yourself, I want to lose this amount of weight, or I want to complete my program, or I want to get 60 clients, or I want to start my business. So you know what you want to do in 2018. You actually know when you need to do it, because you've got 365 days in 2018. Now comes the challenge. What if you don't feel like it? You come home from work and you're tired, or you come home from a nightclub and you haven't done your 10 minutes of study, or you come home and you're hungry and you just want to sit down and watch television. That's when you go back to the process of, if I don't do this, what will happen? So if I miss my 20 minutes, what will happen? And if I do my 20 minutes, what outcome will I get? So if I keep missing my 10 minutes of study or my 3 minutes of exercise, I'm going to get fatter and weaker and sicker and I won't achieve my goals. If I do complete my exercise session, this is what will happen. And that's why short exercise sessions are so exciting, because it's really easy to psych yourself up for 2 or 3 minutes, a little bit harder when you've got to go out for 2 or 3 hours. So it comes down to what happens when you don't feel like it. And I would imagine that everybody wants to make it happen. It's just, there comes a day when you're tired, when you're grumpy, when your kids are screaming, when your boss has been an ass, when it's cold, when you're hungry, all the excuses that we come up with. And go back to the planning session, which simply says, I don't have time to do it tomorrow. I have to do it today. And most of you have been through that process with me as well, where you just pick the simple things that you can't miss. And that's the thing about exercise, short bursts of exercise and short bursts of study. I'm not asking you to study in a short burst. But if you commit to 20 minutes a day or 6 minutes a day or half an hour, it's really easy to do that, because you can do it even if you get home tired. It's just a, okay, make a commitment, I'm going to do it. So you now get to decide if you're going to be disciplined. And that's not up to me. That's up to you deciding that this is what I want to achieve in 2018, or this is really important to me so I don't get fat, or I don't get sick, or I get out of my lousy, stinking, rotten job, or I achieve the business that I want. And just as an interesting side note, and James Rohn taught me this, one of my favorite business philosophers, maybe put a bit of revenge in there. when somebody told you that you couldn't do it, you couldn't become a fitness professional, or you couldn't have a successful fitness business, or you're not smart enough, or you don't have enough money, we know that's not true and you can actually do it. And there's sometimes there's a little drive there that says, well, let's put a bit of revenge in there. And you've most of you heard me share that about the year that somebody told me that I couldn't run marathon because I was too big, and I couldn't be a bodybuilder because I was too small, and I did both in the same year. Now, it wasn't to prove them wrong. It was just a really interesting challenge. Maybe that's something that you need. What do I need to be able to prove to people that the ones that said I couldn't do it, that I can actually do it? To finish off a very special planning session, and I'm going to take it from the top, just run through your headspace. What do you want to achieve in 2018, and do you really, really, really want to do it? Picture yourself doing it. So now you know what you want to do. The next thing is, what's the plan? And the simple plan is, put your 168 hours in front of you, work out how much time you've got, create a picture and visualize it, and action the plan. Now, that's all simple. The only complicated part comes when you go, I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I feel sick. I'm injured. My kids are screaming. And now that's up to you. If you have a strategy in place for every time you want to quit, every time you want to give up, every time somebody tells you that you can't do it, you put that little smile on your face and you think to yourself, I'm going to prove you wrong and I can't wait, then you've got a strategy to stop all of those things from happening. And last but not least, please know that your goal achieving is not going to fall out of the sky in a little pink box. You are not going to arrive at the end of the year and say, well, I didn't do anything to achieve my goal. I was lazy and undisciplined, and I didn't do any study, and I didn't do any exercise, but oh, wow, I've lost 30 kilos, or I've run a marathon, or I've completed my program. We all know that doesn't happen. What you need to do is decide what you want your life to look like, what you want the world to see you as a person, but most importantly, what kind of person you want to be. And then make it happen. Because remember, discipline is not what we do, it's what we do every day. And if you make a commitment to every day, then I promise you that it'll happen. So that is up to you. What do we think, folks? Have we got some information that we can use tonight? Have we got some strategies? Have we got some plans that could possibly make this happen for us? Shall we start at the top?